Now, it began with the U.S. president having voiced his opposition to canceling arms sales to Riyadh over missing dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Well, there are many other things we could do, but when we take away $110 billion of purchases from our country, that hurts our workers, that hurts our factories, that hurts all of our companies. You know, you're talking about 500,000 jobs. So we do that, we're really hurting our country a lot more than we're hurting Saudi Arabia. They'll go to Russia, they'll go to China, they'll make the order. The equipment is nowhere near as good as our equipment, they know that. Our equipment is the best in the world, but they'll go to China, they'll go to Russia, they'll order equipment. We're just hurting ourselves. So we would do something that doesn't have to do with that, in my opinion. We're looking very hard. We have a lot of very good
people. Donald Trump said there are other things the U.S. can do that are very powerful if it's proved that Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He also said that he is pessimistic about Khashoggi's fate and that things are not looking good. Earlier, Trump threatened Riyadh with severe punishment if allegations turned out to be true. Khashoggi, a prominent critic of Riyadh and a U.S. resident, disappeared on October the 2nd after visiting the consulate. Turkey believes he was killed inside the building and his body removed by a group of Saudis. Riyadh has denied the charges. Political commentator Michael Springman says the U.S. president's opposition to canceling arms sales to Riyadh means that to him, lives of people are less important than money.
That's absolutely amazing, and it's beyond astonishing with Trump. He goes from one low point to another low point. He's blatantly saying that lives are less important than money, and the money is not there. It's a letter of intent. It's not actual sales. And if it is sales, then he is clearly indicating that the Saudis can do whatever they please, that any country in the world can do as it pleases, as long as it means money in the American pocket in some fashion or another. He's certainly quick enough to put sanctions on Russia over no proof that they were involved in the poisoning of the Skripals. He's putting sanctions on Iran because Iran is abiding by the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, and the United States isn't. So the man is just doesn't understand reality, is out of touch with reality, and has no concept of what it means to be president of the United States.